Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. The sun is out. Blue sky, dry streets, cold, but we'll warm up with the sunshine. Enjoy the light in your hot drink this morning as we visit. Matthew 5:16. Jesus speaking to his disciples. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Light, glorious light. In the dark cold of winter, the sunlight not only brightens the day, but makes the cold more bearable. And even more important, it lightens the human spirit. I bet many of you as a child sang the song, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm gonna let it shine." The song goes on to let your light shine in the neighborhood and everywhere all the time. As a young child, the words to the song clearly told me to let my love of Jesus shine in all I did and everywhere I went. As I look back, I recall being very comfortable sharing my love of Jesus. But as the years went by and I hit adulthood, sharing such became more and more a feeling of reluctance. I didn't want people to think I was pushing them into something they didn't want. For much of my adult life, I was very hesitant to share my faith unless I was in a situation I knew it would be accepted. Church, or those moments when the situation seemed to open the door to sharing. That brings me to Coco Gauff. If you are not a tennis fan, you likely don't know who I'm talking about. She is fun to watch. The 19-year-old makes shots on the court you can't imagine anyone being able to make. Young, strong, native of Atlanta, lovely smile, always pleasant, cheerful on the court, yet intense at what she is doing. When she is not playing her best, she plays the best she can. She is known for looking at what she could have done differently or needs to change or improve and works on it. There are a lot of players that are fun to watch, but Coco is more. She is fearless. She says no to hiding her faith light. After she won the U.S. Open last October, she fell to her knees and was clearly saying a prayer. At that point, I was all in. And then when asked on an ABC interview what she said in her prayer, she confidently responded, "I was saying thank you, and I understood that all the tough times were worth it. If it had been easy, I wouldn't have appreciated it nearly as much." She is a light, an exceptional athlete whose character, faith, gratefulness, compassion for others shines through. She has been characterized as authentic, a leader, a role model for the younger generation. But the question is, what about me? Does my light shine through? Frankly, at my age, it is much easier. Fear of what others might think has diminished. But on the other hand, few of us is Coco Gauff. But our light can shine for others every day in our little corner of the world, in an office setting, in a neighborhood meeting, at a child or grandchild's ball game, in any job setting. The Lord's light shines in our behavior. Do I notice when someone needs a pleasant word, when the look on their face is one of hurt, disappointment, anger? Do I let the gossip in the office or wherever end with me? Am I true to my word? Do I fulfill my responsibilities with hard work and commitment? Do I offer a hand of friendship to a lonely soul? Do I let the light of the Lord shine wherever I go with everyone I meet? 1 Peter 4:10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And 1 Corinthians 12:4 through 6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. And a revisit to Matthew 5:14-16 from the Message. Here's another way to put it. Jesus said, "You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven." Let us pray. Thank you today, loving Father, for the light of the sun in the sky. But thank you much, much more for the light of your Son. Please open our hearts and our minds to push away our fears and open ourselves and our lives to others for your glory. Amen. Max, our new pup, and I thank you so much for being with us this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.